Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is interesting to me, and to me, this is going to be an interesting story for a little while. So Neil Huntington talked about Austin Meadows, and it was time for Austin Meadows to go down. Why?
Once Austin wasn't in that mix on a nightly basis to be that best lineup for that game, to win a game, it made sense to get him out at that point in time.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world, Jim, for sure.
I mean, it does.
Nobody can argue with that. I believe that to be true, and that's the case. Let me ask you this, because we've talked a lot about Austin Meadows, and there's a lot to talk about as the Pirates push into the ceremonial second half, but I want to stay on this for just a little bit. So he went back down. He should have gone back down. He reported last night he goes 0-for-3 and played for Indianapolis. He had a walk, he had a lineout, he had a flyout, and he had a ground out to shortstop in a 4-2 loss. So when will he be back up? I don't know if it's when the rosters expand. I don't know if it's before. But let's say the Pirates hang around, and what are they, 5.5 games back of the wild card? And let's say that they don't trade Dickerson, and that they pick up the option year for next year, which would be his final ARB year, right? I think he's ARB 3 or whatever next year, right? So let's say they pick up his final arbitration year next year. Where's Austin Meadows going to play? The questions that we've had about the four outfielder rotation, and the questions that we've had surrounding Austin Meadows. Let's say he goes down to Indianapolis and does get it together. And we all want him to. Neil Huntington wants him to. The organization wants him to. Polanco has now shown those flashes that he could be pretty darn good. Or at least we know what we got in Polanco. He's a seesaw kind of player. He goes up, he goes down. Marte, really, really good when he has it going. Dickerson seems to have solidified left field if they keep him around. And I think right now the designs are probably on staying pat, unless you go in the tank. Then you maybe trade Dickerson. If they don't trade Dickerson, aren't we right back in Bradenton? Aren't we right back through next year? Aren't we right back through all the way through the course of the season next year with this same predicament? Where's the space for Austin Meadows?
Next year, he's the starting left fielder. I think that's no matter what. I think that's definitely going to happen.
How do you tell Dickerson to sit down if he's on this team?
You don't. You trade him.
I just outlined a situation in which they wouldn't trade him.
Just for this season. Then I'm going to disagree with your outline. I don't think they are going to re-sign him.
So you trade him or you let him walk, then...
Well, he can't walk because...
Well, you trade him.
You'd have to trade him.
You would trade him to make space for Austin Meadows.
Would I do that? Not necessarily, if I'm the Pirates. So that's what the Pirates are going
to
do.
What I'm getting at is there is a predicament. Needs to come to shove to make three outfielders.
Right. There's not room for two. Austin Meadows can't spend another year in the minor leagues.
Right.
Either he has to go or Dickerson has to go. And Meadows just turned 23. He's not going anywhere. And plus, they have him under club control, right, for 6 years. So I would imagine Dickerson, I don't know if he'll go at the deadline, though. Because, again, that's another guy. I don't know what the market is for him out there. But the Pirates actually have created a situation with Meadows that the fan base normally would be upset with a move like trading Dickerson at the deadline. But they've created a situation where if they trade him at the deadline, even if they're in contention, whatever that is, even if they still have a shot and they bring in some relief pitching, whatever, they can afford to trade Dickerson at the deadline. And
if
not
they're
face,
in it, you say?
Yes.
I disagree
and
that
not,
people would be not mad.
I don't know that there'd be as much backlash with Austin Meadows coming in to take over.
I disagree. Because I think that for at least this year, that Corey Dickerson is much more part of the solution than the problem. And I don't think he's going to bring back any. What essentially his trade would be, you would trade him for Austin Meadows.
Right.
And a rental.
And he would be worth more to the Pirates throughout the rest of the season than he would be in what they would bring back in return. Okay.
But the return is going to be Austin Meadows playing.
Yes,
the return won't be what he returns.
Plus whatever else. It's not like they're going to get, you know, five prospects like the Orioles got for Manny Machado. I think that even if they keep Dickerson now, that they play it out through the end of the regular season, and then he gets traded in the offseason. And because they just can't, Meadows has to come up at some point. And I think next year he's going to be the starting left fielder and Corey Dickerson will be playing elsewhere. That's just how I think it's going to play out.
What about if Meadows in center field and Luplo in left field and Marte is shopped in this offseason? Would that stun you? Because I've thought about that as well, that both Dickerson and Marte are gone in the offseason. I think people would be mad if Marte gets traded, but I can understand if that, from a baseball move, would work.
Man, but you're giving up your most versatile offensive player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
You'd have to see what comes back, but typically what comes back in these deals is, you know, and they're still sitting on two outfielders that they think have a chance to make it with the guys they got in exchange for Cole and for McCutcheon. I don't know why I keep forgetting the other guy's name, but I know that the one is Jason Martin is the one who recently got promoted to Indianapolis.
And he had a couple hits again last night.
And then the other guy is in Altoona, and I think he's doing pretty well. So how do those guys fit? In other words, you know, will Polanco, Marte get traded at one point? Still, the best case for the Pirates is they invested in Marte, they invested in Polanco, is for those guys to pan out finally.
And the best case is for Austin Meadows to go through the roof and Dickerson not to be this good. I don't think that they anticipated, or the fan base didn't anticipate, Dickerson being this good. They anticipated the numbers being flip-flop between Dickerson and Meadows, and it would have made life a lot easier. Here's the hot young prospect. Here's our guy. Plug him in. Look at the outfield. It's what we dreamed of. It's our drafted guy, and it's our two international guys. Homegrown, beat our chest. Here we go.
You know, I don't know that Meadows... I do know this. Meadows was hurt by all of a sudden not playing, by being the odd man out. And the other guys earned spots.
Right.
It wasn't like, I don't think Meadows, well, he did have those 0-for against Kershaw and against Rich Hill in L.A. And so that, and then Marte came back from his weekend sit down and he's been great. So there's been no room for Meadows. But if he had continued to play every day, would his numbers be as bad as they are?
So, Matt tweets and he says, it shouldn't, and I absolutely agree with him, and I've said this all along, it shouldn't be an either-or proposition for next year. There's no reason Meadows and Dickerson shouldn't have a healthy competition for the third outfielder spot, and having Dickerson start the season on the bench, or Meadows, he doesn't tweet that, but I say that, a good bench is important too. You know, you're right, and I've said that all along, Matt. What is wrong with having four outfielders and making those guys fight for it, or... That four outfielder rotation, I don't think was terrible. I actually don't. I don't think it's terrible. As long as it is not necessarily templated out. Is this guy's going to play on Tuesday? This guy's. If you play it by feel, or make Polanco, when he goes through those big dry spells, and he will, and it'll happen again, make him the bench guy for a little while. Go through and cycle it through. It's okay to have four good outfielders, four major league outfielders on the major league roster. Give a listen to Huntington here.
We brought him up because we felt like he was our best player at that point in time. We've sent him out because it doesn't make any sense to put a young prospect in and leave him on the bench to play once or twice a week.
Okay, and he's right about that. But I'm looking at this situation where if the Pirates, and this is only really if the Pirates jump out of the chute against Cincinnati and Cleveland and stay in it or climb a little bit. Look, if they jump out of the chute and they go 2-6, or if they get out of it before the All-Star, before the trade deadline, and they go in the tank, you trade Dickerson every day of the week. That's what you do. That makes sense. If they stay in it right now or just kind of linger around, I think that you got to keep Corey Dickerson around. Not only keep him around, but go ahead and pick up that Arbier for next year. You have to do that. But that leaves you in a Pirates predicament. I don't think it's a Major League Baseball predicament because it's okay for the Yankees. It's okay for the Dodgers. It's okay for the Astros. It's okay for Milwaukee to have four good outfielders, but it's a Pirates predicament. What are we going to do going into next year? Because there's no room at the end, it seems like, if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Because you would have Dickerson, you would have Marte, you would have Polanco, you would have Meadows, and that problem that you had just a month ago or so would be the same one you'd have going into Bradenton. I do think, though, if you are on the same ground or if you climb a little bit, you have to sign Dickerson and then figure out what to do with the four guys. It's simple for me. But if Jim, I will concede this, though. If they do lose ground, you trade Dickerson, and you do it right now, and you get what you can for him. You have to. If you fall back below where you are now, the threshold for me is about 5 games. If you fall below, well, about 4.5 games, actually, at the deadline. If you fall below about 4.5 games, you trade Dickerson.
They may do it anyway. They may do it anyway. And because they may figure, they probably have some metric somewhere that shows that the chances and the replacement and all this other stuff is that they're, what, even? Or maybe one win better with Dickerson as opposed to Meadows playing through the rest of the regular season. They figure out all this stuff.
Well, how about this, though? What it, you know, I know that people say, well, it doesn't do any good for a guy to sit on the bench and not play every day. Give me Austin Meadows as your bench guy over Sean Rodriguez. And I know that there's not the position flexibility right in the infield, but there is that fourth outfielder. You know? I don't – Sean Rodriguez taking up a space, it just can't happen anymore after the All-Star break. When he's able to be activated, he needs to be activated and then DFA'd is what needs to happen there.
I think that is what's going to happen, I think.
One would hope. And it's no knock on him personally. It's just what's best for business.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.